Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Salente. Gerald is an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member, all the way back to 1998 when we actually launched the Brain Trust after I'd been on the air for a few months. Gerald is the author of the Trends 2000. He's the producer, the publisher of the Trends Journal, which is now in its 20th year. He's just released his 20-year anniversary edition, which you can find at trendsjournal.com. Right, Gerald?
That's right.
So, folks, check that out. You don't want to miss this. I promise you, whatever you have to do to find out what Gerald has got going on, you want to read, you want to listen. Gerald, talk to us about. And by the way, folks, do not unbuckle your seatbelts and don't try this at home, folks. Gerald and I are professionals. Gerald, what about the economy? What do you think about the 2011 economy?
Well, we're going into the Greatest Depression. That when this Ponzi scheme ends of all of this digital money that they're printing, and you know the deal, we just found out because of the Dodd-Frank legislation, the one-time reporting only, that the Federal Reserve has done $20 trillion, that's with a T, $20 trillion worth of backdoor loans to banks around the world at no interest in loans.
Around the world,
Bank of Japan, Bank of South Korea, Bank of Scotland, Bank of England.
What's
going to
be the
Canada.
Thing that's going to trigger the sort of the tipping point that's going to turn this thing the other way?
Excuse me?
What's going to make this collapse, this Ponzi scheme? All Ponzi schemes collapse. What's going to be the tipping point?
Well, what's going to happen is probably one of these geopolitical issues, a terrorist strike, something along those lines. Will rattle the economy.
That will be the black swan event.
Exactly. That'll be the kind of thing that happens on that. But even without that, this can no longer be sustained. The European Monetary Union, you know, the only people that have to abide by rules are us.
Right.
Everybody else, all these guys at the top, these bankers and financiers, they change the rules to fit their needs. For example.
And now we know when they make a bad bet, they can go to the government and get bailed out.
No, they don't go to the government. They go to you and me.
Well, okay, but they do it through the government.
Yeah, the government did nothing more than the wise guys for the crime bosses.
Right.
That's all the politicians are. They're wise guys for the crime bosses. They get paid off, just like the envelope, you know, they used to give them. It's the same thing. They call it campaign contributions. How about bribes and payoffs?
Let me throw one little piece of Main Street logic into your idea about the Ponzi scheme. It's no longer a good idea to be an investor in stocks. Only if you're a trader can you do any good. If you're a long-term investor, I haven't heard anybody lately recommend that I am a long-term investor and holder of stocks. When the stock market is designed for nothing but traders, and that's what I think we've got right now, that's part of a Ponzi scheme.
It is a Ponzi. You got to be a chump to get in the stock market. As you said, here's the numbers. It was about 9,000 stocks which were traded on the big board several years ago. Now it's down to 4,000. The black pools, high frequency traders control over half the action. These people getting in day traders think they're going to beat the game. These guys are playing with milliseconds.
Gerald, let me stop you for a second because I got to get you to help me out here. Surely there's some kind of a silver lining that we can hope for in the future from all this. Surely there's every option is not negative. Talk to us about some of that. See, how could it turn the right way? How could the dark side be defeated? To talk to us.
First of all, we have to go back to what was. Why don't you know if you're living a life and your life was better before it is now? You look back and say, why was it better? What am I doing wrong? How about globalization? Try that one on.
Yeah.
How about NAFTA, the greatest lie that was ever told to us by one of the greatest liars? I smoked but I didn't inhale, and I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica.
Okay, all right. Get back to the positive stuff. Talk to us.
So go back and put in place the things that worked before. The Glass-Steagall Act that prevented these bankers from being the criminals and crooks and thievers that they are. I love the language again.
But what could...
Signers.
But do you see... All right, here's
the thing. Put it back in place.
I got 30 seconds.
Before.
I got 30 seconds. Do you see a scenario where we could be better off 10 years from now than we are right now?
Yes, we have to trade with each other.
But the people have to
first.
But the people have to take back control, right?
Exactly. The people
we really
have to
do.
Become involved.
We've got to take back control of Washington from the politicians, and capitalism. We got to take back capitalism from Wall Street. That's what I think. Gerald, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Happy anniversary, too, by the way.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can loosen those seatbelts just a little bit. But Gerald's not out of the building yet, so keep them buckled. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.